Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Jimmy Jarvis, the same. Had no sleep last night. How are you, Jim?
Good, mate. Yeah, we survived.
You got there. You were up and about all night as well.
Yeah. Just every hour or so, just checking to see if there's been any movement at the fires. But once it became early this morning, 2 a.m. or something, there was a drastic wind change, which sort of helped all the people that thought they'd been in a bit of trouble. It sort of come from that southeasterly area and it sort of pushed the fire back on top of itself. So I don't think there's any fires in this area now that's in the critical stage. They're all just be alert and just act if anything happens. So everyone will have a bit of a rest day today, I'm sure, while this wind's as it is.
Now, Timmy, for yourself, you've got horses in at the course at Coffs, but you've got a lot of spellers and so forth at your place too.
Yeah, well, what happened yesterday, the ones that are spelling here that were outside clients, well, I rustled all them up and they made Johnny Grisdale. He bought a truck out and took a truckload back, and Brett Dobson, he took a couple back, and Kathleen Rhodes, they picked up there. So theirs was off out of danger early yesterday afternoon.
Well, it's been a relief. You mentioned, I spoke to you earlier this morning, Jim, in a time like this, you'd think people would be helping each other, but there are still people, they are that low, they are looting.
Yeah, so I believe, it was mentioned to me yesterday at Nana Glen that the police were patrolling the streets there because it was they'd had a couple of houses that was reported to be when the owners had vacated them, that the looters moved in and seen what they could they get. But I think the police jumped onto that pretty quick, and I don't think there was a lot of it happening after about midday yesterday.
Unbelievable, isn't it? When people are in strife and the drop kicks like that go and do that.
Yeah. But, all's good. I heard Nick say that, the showground's full and I don't think there's a spare box. I know there's some places with the smaller ponies, kids' ponies, they're doubled up. We've got two little Shetland ponies in my stables and they're batching it together. So, everyone sort of got together and the council, they opened the showgrounds. Well, that's chock-a-block full. And the Nana Glen, Jim Carner area, it's got about 20 horses on it. So, yeah, everyone sort of gets together and does what they can. There's a lot of good people in the racing industry and where they can help, they don't mind helping the showies and the kids' ponies.
Exactly. Well, good to catch up, Jimmy. Nice to know you're safe and sound, mate, and in one piece.
No worries. Thanks, mate.